because there are troops there, but not any recognition. And the third point, that we believe that the provisions of Chapter 4, which are the political provisions, should be maintained. This was the area of dispute, and therefore we are backing their point of view publicly, without asking what we've done to sign it. I mean, the document is ambiguous on that point. I called White House, and White House has already taken it up with the foreign minister. With the foreign minister, the foreign minister has talked with you, and he thinks it will go, but he won't know until I'm actually in Paris. So we are really playing a game of chicken. I'm getting on the plane, not knowing whether the TV and the dream. And there is a chance that I may be sitting here back on my face tomorrow. Well, with the GBM having reviewed
the major option, and what do you say?
What then I'll say, then I'll have to give a press conference explaining why it failed. I don't think it will go to that point. My fear was that if I, first of all, that if we ask for a 24-hour delay, Hanoi might break it off. Because they told us this, they've already done it three times. Second, I fear that if I get a 24-hour delay, the Saigon will just run us in trouble against it tomorrow. I think the chances are 10 to 1 that it will work. That we'll have to be two good announcements tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you, I put the economic thing off to Wednesday.
I think that's really best under those conditions.
Then that way I can meet with the leaders tomorrow morning and tell them about this darn thing in case we could have done it.
Yeah, you cannot, because of the ticklish nature, let me do some talking, but you can tell them there's an agreement. You can't tell them too much of what's in it, because when you meet, we won't have signed it yet.
Oh, really?
And given the...
Why don't I meet with them later then? When will you sign it then?
I'll sign it at 11.
11 o'clock.
Your time.
11 our time. I can meet with the leaders in the afternoon.
But if you could meet with the leaders in the afternoon...
Sure. So I can meet at 11 o'clock. It will be signed then.
We signed then.
Yeah, I just bring
it up. Just to make it absolutely sure, if you could meet with them at 11:30.
11:30, yeah.
And then I can leave for you a pretty good summary.
Which I'd like to give to them. If not, I might push it off till 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
By 2 o'clock, you'd be absolutely safe.
I'm out of there. That's what I have in mind. Then I would do it. Then 11 is a minute because we released the text at about that time. We released the text at 11:30, but the signing will be all done by 11:30. I think that would be best.
Okay.
And then you'd have two birds.
Well, we have. have to do next week, tomorrow. See, otherwise, they would have...
And that's a tube just boxed and put it in the most, as gently as you can, but it's like...
He won't put it. We went right down to the wire last time, Mr. Vincent, this son of a bitch is... It's just, maybe it's bad news. He's Vietnamese and a maniac.
Both sides.
Both sides.
Well, while you're just keep fighting,
I don't know whether Don told you about these negotiations with the other tenants to talk to him.
Yeah, I'm talking.
What these sessions are like with these guys.
Unbelievable.
Okay, come on. I'll ask you as soon as I know when you're going to call the meeting in the morning. We will know when we
wait long, sure.
Well, then you're safe, because we will know by 8 in the morning. And in the meantime, matter of whatever it is, it will work.
All right. Well, I... back on this and say, well, it was tough, but I wouldn't have missed it.
Well, with all the dirt that they're throwing now, we're going to have a good part of other seeds in our growth. It is this year that we have to do it. We will have a successful summer. You may well have to try it. And then you'd have two good
stores. Well, we have a smart
return with it. And you will certainly have a successful European trip. All those.
A lot of things, haven't we, Henry?
Well, Mr. President, no president. But you know, when one analyzes the things,
target assassination, anything else now.
But it's just on everything that we did, and it's going to work like
it's all everything else. Everything.
And also, what is it really? I mean, these guys did things that should not have been done.
Sure.
When have we ever done anything that they didn't announce ahead of time? It was a failure. But most of it was minor league. Incidentally, there's a very interesting book out by a fellow whom we helped not at all. Saul. And he. Colton has been going, as he's been saying, that and when Nicholas von Hartmann read it, who had run the plumbers, which really he shouldn't say because I didn't know a damn thing about the plumbers. As you know, Schultes, he wrote an article saying, after all, and it doesn't do any good to get me
in
talking.
Because, not everything, you know, too much, you don't know.
And the president, and with the help of Kissinger, did this.
They don't pay much attention to Colson, no, that's not believed.
And they came in. It was the first favorable article about you then.
I think they will believe Bob or John, they will not say that.
I think what I'm going to do is, and that book is, it went out in a hysterical mood. I think the best course for them is to hang tight.
Darn right.
From the press.
It's cool. Great things, and we were re-elected to continue to do great things, and therefore, we got to whole stop line, wouldn't it, Mr.?
Well, with all the dirt that they're throwing now, we're going to have a good run of others here. After all, it is this year that we have to do it. We will have a successful summit. You may well have the Chinese return visit, and you will certainly have a successful European trip. All those things should be done. They're now pissing on what we're planning to do in Europe the way they pissed on everything that we did, and it's going to work like a
solid.
When have we ever done anything that they didn't announce ahead of time was a failure? Incidentally, there's a very interesting book out by a fellow whom we helped not at all, John Newhart from Seoul. And when Nicholas von Hartmann read it, who, as you know, killed us, he wrote an article saying, after all, Kissinger and the president and with the help of Kissinger did this. And they came and it was the first favorable article about you that I've seen von Hartmann do it. And that book is, and we're not in a hysterical mood about the press.
It's cool. At least they were trusting it.
No, that's my impression too.
But it isn't.
Actually, this life is actually, this temporary breakup in Vietnam is not hurting us because.
No, get them talking about it.
Right.
I heard him talking about a break with the Vietnam negotiations and talking about Watergate.
That's right.
I heard him talking about the economy and about Watergate. So I have argument. It's all right. Everything must, if things go smoothly, it's not news. Have a little discussion.
And then it will build up what we're going to do next week, tomorrow. Otherwise, they would have.
And this tube just boxed and put it in the most